This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, February 21st, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on any aspect of integrative and natural therapeutics that you have a question about. Perhaps you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied, you've done everything you can think of and come up with, you know, nothing. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's see if we can turn it around for you and get something that works. Call us, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you, even when it's raining outside. But you know the good news? It's warm. It's not dropping down. Matter of fact, all of this week, it's going to stay in the 50s. I'm excited. It should make you feel good, too. Puts a little better smile on your face, kind of upregulates your mood. It's all good, as friends of mine would say to you if they weren't present here. 888-630-9625. Hey, we have an exciting program for you. It's kind of a continuation of this heart theme that we started last week, and I think it's something that affects too many of us. So let me ask you a question. You're taking some medication, and that medication that you're on is supposed to do something to bring your body back into normalcy, but there's side effects, and side effects are coughing and diarrhea and constipation, dizziness, lightheadedness, guys, unfortunately, ED problems, not working the way it's supposed to, feeling nervous, tired, drowsy, lack of energy, headaches, nausea, vomiting. And, you know, the list actually goes on, and it can get very, very significant relative to what's, you know, what can happen with you. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the side effects of high blood pressure medication. You know, when you go into your doc and he says, well, your blood pressure is like, you're marginal. You're 138 over 74. Yeah, I think we're going to put you on a little blood pressure medication. Just a little blood pressure medication. The problem is that all of these things that we talked about, from the coughing and the diarrhea, the constipation and weight loss or weight gain, skin rashes and the vomiting and the ED problems and so forth, are all very common side effects of this medication, and they go on. There's other that are far more scary than this. And I'm reading to you from the Journal American Medical Association and very specific application of this stuff, and it varies based on the meds. But you know why we're doing this program today? Because this Wednesday evening at the Rozell Center for Healing, we're going to do a program on how to control blood pressure without drugs. And who's going to present to you? Dr. Stephanie Pina, doctor of naturopathic medicine, and she's going to show you that you don't need this stuff necessarily, that there's other ways of doing that. In studio today also to talk about this in depth is Dr. Stephanie. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon.
You've been on this program now almost back-to-back several weeks in a row.
So I'm very familiar with the heart theme that we've been going from, have a heart campaign that we did for 2 weeks, to having Sue on here last week really talking about the emotional parts and how that really affects the heart, and then essentially leading into the blood pressure. So couldn't be a better theme.
I know, but you know what the other piece of that is that I got to quit traveling and teaching, because pretty soon this is going to be the Dr. Stephanie Pina live show.
Yeah.
Never mind. Listen, nobody better than you to take over when I'm not here. I really, really appreciate that. And God, you're over the top smart, and if too many people find out about that, I'm going to be out of a job here. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about blood pressure, and let's start with this question. Is the parameters of blood pressure today different than they were, let's say, you know, 2-3 decades ago? Are they being widened? And let's touch upon that a little bit, because I got some really interesting questions I want to ask you.
Well, what's interesting is the JNC, which is a group and organization that essentially of medical doctors that have put together the blood pressure guidelines. I believe they're on their 10th or 11th revision of this. And about every 4 or 5 years, they go back and they try to revive what's the best blood pressure guidelines. And the ranges have changed. They used to be much more wider, separated out, and then they had stages of, you know, pre-hypertension, stage one, stage two. They still don't, when you talk about the different types of hypertension, they don't go into that. They've always based it off of the numbers itself, the systolic, the top number, and the diastolic, the bottom number. But essentially what's been interesting that's changed along with that is essentially the treatment from a conventional standpoint. It's been about how many drugs and which type of drug you actually start with. So as the ranges have gotten lower, and people have been told, well, now you have to have a blood pressure that's under 120 over 80 in order to be healthy and to maintain health. They've started adding increasing in certain types of drugs and medications a lot sooner and then doubling up on those.
So here's, you know, bottom line question. Are they over-medicating and are they looking at this too quickly?
I would say from our standpoint, absolutely, because essentially we don't want to go too low with that blood pressure because there's a reason why we have to have blood circulating in the body. And when you start adding in double, triple the medications that you may not need, you might be dropping people's blood pressure too quickly. You might be causing more end organ damage as well, too. So I think we both know that that answer is yes. So I think the American public needs to be informed on it.
Well, here's the deal. You know, people really don't understand what blood pressure is and, you know, what the relationships are. And very simply to begin with, the top pressure, which we call the systolic pressure, is the amount of pressure that the heart has to use to push blood into the vessels and throughout the body. The bottom pressure is the residual pressure that's in the blood vessels after the heart's done contracting. So you have this shift in between. And there's differentiations if that pressure's too tight or if it's too wide. It indicates many various things. And also if the pressure is different from one side of the body to the other. You know, patients come into our office and we automatically take blood pressure in positional situations. We take it sitting, we lay a patient down, we take it again immediately, and then we stand them up and we take it immediately because there should be a change in blood pressure, and we'll get into that maybe a little bit later. But, you know, usually you go into a doctor's office, they take your blood pressure, you're off the street. Most people's pressure, white coat syndrome and everything else is going to come up a little bit, and the doctor says, oh my God, your blood pressure is too high. Here, let's take this medication. Let's see if we can get it down and we'll watch it. You know, the typical, let's watch it and see what happens with that. But in the meantime, they put them on these medications and they're a combination of drugs, whether it's a diuretic or whether it's a channel blocker or what's a tranquilizer, a combination of those things. And then, you know, they almost forget that the patient's on it. Well, let's just keep, you seem to be doing pretty well on it. Let's just keep you on it instead of going to the why is that behind the blood pressure. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be presenting a class on blood pressure problems and basically how to control your blood pressure without drugs. She's a doctor of naturopathic medicine. She knows this field intimately. Call our office to register at the Rozelle Center for Healing at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. The class starts at 7 p.m. Wednesday, the 24th of February at 7 p.m. Call to register, limited seating. This is our gift to you. It's our educational programs that we have an ongoing basis in the practice. All we do require is a reservation, and please show up if you make that reservation. I promise you won't be disappointed, and if you're on medications of any kind to control your blood pressure at any level whatsoever, this is a class, this is an opportunity that you really need to be there because you don't need to play with this when there's a lot that you can do. Your health, your blood pressure is within the control of your hands majority of times, and you just need to know what's all about. So call the office, 703-698-7117. Tell my staff that you'd like to attend Dr. Stephanie Pina's presentation this Wednesday evening, the 24th of February, 7 p.m. Let's get into it a little bit deeper relative to, you know, the blood pressure generally. And patient comes in and, you know, the doctor has a knee-jerk reaction, and they, my opinion, they have writer's cramp. They have to write a prescription for something because otherwise they can't justify what the office visit was about. You know, so here, take this, and, you know, we'll check it out later on. But let's talk about some of the causes, the, you know, that are driving blood pressure. You know, for us, you better be north of, you know, 135 on a regular basis before I start even getting a little concerned over it. And that diastolic pressure needs to come up quite a bit. It starts have to get up into the 80s, you know, before I get, you know, too concerned. And it has to be demonstrable on a repetitive basis. So let's talk about what are the causes? Why are we seeing patients who do have quantifiable blood pressure problems? What's the triggering mechanism?
Well, you bring up a good question, a good point too, is that it needs to be seen on multiple occasions. And a lot of the times, because the scripts are easy to write, they come in once, they don't even give them 5 minutes to sit down and take the blood pressure, and all of a sudden, you have high blood pressure, we have to give you a medication for it. And you see that over and over again. They start, oh, we'll just put you on a low-dose one and see if it kind of controls it when there's may not be an issue. You know, maybe something like the 495 got in your way on the way here, so there may be stress-related. But we do know that there are things that relate, that help with blood pressure that can be controlled, and some of those are stress-related issues. You know, that excitement, that our sympathetic system's kicking into gear. We know that inflammation can start to do that as well too. So there's changing in the stiffening of the arteries so that they can't basically bounce back and they're not as elastic as they used to be. So their pressure is going to build up a lot quicker than if they're not, they're nice and flexible and loose as well.
You know, the interesting thing, Dr. Stephanie, is this. In the United States, we're talking about the statistics are something in the neighborhood of about 70 to 75 million people are considered hypertensive. That's a whole lot of folks. I mean, you're talking about 20% of the population. And also, that's a lot of medication. That's a lot of dollars, but that's a different story. We can get into that another time. And, you know, they're saying that one out of three people in the United States, that's over 100 million people, are pre-hypertensive. Come on. I've been in practice for 40 years. And I watch patients walk into the office. We take blood pressures. You know, once they get relaxed and comfortable in the office, they take the blood pressure again and say, not so bad. You know, it's not an issue. I have a woman who takes her blood pressure by herself at home, and she's like 122, 124 over 74, which is like great. She's in, you know, she's 68, 69 years old. And she walks into a doctor's office, and it spikes to 180, you know, over like 85, 86. And, you know, I tell her, what is it about a doctor's office? You know, and we go through that whole psychological thing, but we are over medicating people like crazy. So let's talk about the types of medications and the problems that people are facing because of them, because the side effects are significant.
Well, there's a lot of different types. And unfortunately, what they've started to do is combine one. So instead of giving you multiple medications, they'll put it in one pill now. So now you have to deal with the side effects of both of them and not know which one is giving you the issue. So you have your basic diuretic, which is basically like the water pill. So essentially what you're trying to do is pull some of that extra fluid out of the blood vessels so that lowers it. And the old school diuretics were the ones that you had to be very careful of and add in potassium, because they would pull out potassium and other trace minerals at the same time, which is a whole nother issue in itself. That's why they used to always tell you got to eat the bananas and stuff to put the potassium back in.
Yeah, but that doesn't work.
Right.
You know,
but they said it did.
I'm here to say to you that if your doctor says that go eat a banana because you're on a diuretic, it doesn't work. There's not enough potassium in the banana to fix you. There's other ways that you have, and we'll talk about what happens with that in a second. Go ahead.
The fix might have to do with the medication itself that you're taking.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, there are other types of ACE inhibitors. Basically work through the kidneys. They also work through kind of keeping that water balance control, but that's the one that people have a lot of side effects with coughing. So what's interesting, especially during the winter and going into spring where you see cold flu season, you have allergies that come up, all of a sudden you're starting people not get rid of this cough, and then you start looking through the medication list and they've been on an ACE inhibitor that hasn't been checked for a while, and that could be part of why.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, then we get into calcium channel blockers. And, you know, the beauty of that is that these calcium channel blockers, they're blocking the absorption of calcium into the tissue. Guess what you become? It's called osteoporotic. And so they have all kinds of things that go along with that. We're coming up to a break, and we're going to come back talking more about hypertension, how to control it this Wednesday evening. Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your host at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we're in studio. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're talking about Hypertension. Why? Because this Wednesday evening at the Roussel Center for Healing, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be presenting how to control blood pressure without drugs. This Wednesday, February 24th, 7 p.m. And all you need to do is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Tell my staff that you'd like to be there. Now, Dr. Stephanie is going to do something for you to make sure that you know what you're focused on and what you're doing. So what are we doing? We're going to get your blood pressure taken. So those of you who show up, we're going to have stations. People are going to take your blood pressure for you, and you can compare it to your home blood pressure units or what your doctor said or what's going on with you. And we're not going to take it right off the bed. We're going to have you sit quietly for about 5 minutes, and then we'll start taking your blood pressure so we can see what it really is. So make sure you have something loose that we can get to your, you know, to your arms and so forth. Then we're going to get those blood pressures taken, and then you can compare it to your home units and so forth. This Wednesday evening, the 24th, this is a program that you don't want to miss. How to control blood pressure without drugs. It's really important. There's way too many of you that are on medication. We're talking about a problem that is costing, direct costs, $46 billion a year. $46 billion a year. That's great profit. It's called cha-ching, you know? I'd like to have a piece of that.
And well, that money also has to do with the medication cost, the cost of people being out of work, and it also has to do with the cost of people going in to visit their healthcare providers as well, too. And this is something that should be basically done every time you come in. And when it's not done, or you've been put on a medication and they just let it run and you kind of say, oh, I must be within the range, and you're not monitoring at home, it creates even more costs. It's going to create more costs to you later on for your own health.
You know, people come in, they say, I don't feel good. I just kind of have no energy whatsoever. I want to sleep all the time. I feel nauseous. I don't feel good. Things aren't That's your blood pressure medication. You know, that achiness, that pain all over that you get with these medications because of what we call, calcium channel blockers. That's what that does. So there's reason. You talked about diuretics earlier before the break. You know, if you see anything that says HCTZ, that's a diuretic. And that's pulling potassium out. It's pulling all kinds of other things out as well. It's an issue. Dr. Pina, let's talk a little bit about, this phenomena that's occurring in this country relative to hypertensive situations. What really are what people who do have hypertension, and you see these things rising up, and the truth of it is that there are more hypertensive cases today than ever before, but for both of us, they're increasing the parameters way too wide. But why? How come? Why are we seeing more of this?
It's a good question. I think there's a lot of different things to look into, and that's why there's never one cure for everybody. It's very individualized. You know, we look at also the types of foods that we're eating as well, too, and that has a lot to do with it. You know, it's a lot more processed food. It's a lot more foods that have higher sodium chloride, not just salt, but sodium chloride amounts in it, so that basically it's going to affect our blood pressure as well, too. So, and you got to look at our stressors. You know, our stressors increase. We're always on the go. There's no chance for the body to sit and relax. And so if we're under that constant stress and our cortisol and our adrenals are running 50 miles an hour, we can't deal with that. The body needs that break.
You know, they talk about heart attacks and strokes and so forth. And the information that CDC is putting out there, they're talking about 7 out of 10 people having their first heart attack have had hypertension. But the thing that is, for my money, they don't tell me what part of that is tense. Is it the systolic or is it diastolic? Like we said in the beginning of the program, that systolic, or the upper pressure, is the pressure that the heart exudes when it pushes the blood into the body. The lower pressure, the diastolic, is one that remains in the arteries after it relaxes. So if you have a lot of residual pressure, it doesn't take much to spike it. And so we have that gap beginning to narrow. So here's the situation. You know, if that's the truth, you know, if we have 1 out of 5 adults with high blood pressure, and, you know, they're saying across the board that they're not even aware of it, it's not even in the watching stage. Let's talk a little bit about, we got about a minute and a half before the break, what's happening in society that this is causing. You know, I tell patients, if they're going to feed it to an animal to take it to slaughter, it shouldn't be in your body. Would you like to add to that? What are the causes?
I'm trying to figure that one out right now.
Okay. So we're talking about grains, and we're talking about fats,
yeah,
and so forth, like corn and wheat and so forth.
Gotcha.
You know, the standard American diet.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, everything that's going in, if it's processed and we've got a lot of chemicals in there, it's going to affect our own blood chemistry, and that's going to raise up everything. You know, when we're eating on the run all the time because of the way that we're, you know, our work schedule is and our life environment is, we don't have a chance to even get hydrated. So you're not even putting good water in. You're not getting a chance to rest and digest properly. So our systemic system, our sympathetic system, sorry, the one that go, go, go is always on the go. So why would you ever want a lower blood pressure if that's the case from your body standpoint? So it's going to keep it jacked up no matter what.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. We're being diluted on so many different levels. We do need water. We need a lot of water. And just to keep an equal osmolarity, if you will, using the term from the physiology, balance, you know, between outside and inside. So there's the pressure equation is normalized. But, you know, we're never told that. And, you know, you mentioned before the greater amount of salts and the additives and the preservatives within the food. All of those are triggering patterns, you know, to the body to increase blood pressure. We have several people on the line, and we're going to start taking some phone calls when we come back after the break. We're at 888-630-9625. Dr. Stephanie Pina is my guest in studio. Your host this Wednesday evening, the 24th of February at the Results Center for Healing. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we're in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We have a fascinating program today, one that's affecting in excess of 70 to 75 million people over, you know, arguably, you know, more than 20% of the population going into one third. It's not okay. What are we talking about? Blood pressure problems. And Dr. Stephanie Pina, my guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. And she's going to be doing a program on how to control blood pressure without drugs. Wednesday, February the 24th, 7 p.m. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117 to register. These are affectionately called our in-house continuing education programs. They're there for you because we want to educate you. We want you to have the capacity to help yourself. Health is a do-it-yourself program. You need to understand that it is in your hands and you don't want to be duped. And that's why we do the program on an ongoing basis. Let's go to the phones. Dennis, you've been extraordinarily patient. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, sir, Dr. Rozelle, because, yes, I called last week but got in too late in the line. So can I give you a little background on my situation?
Sure, quickly. Go ahead.
Real quick, I've taken your seminar. I've read your book. I accept and understand, I believe, the triangle, you know, the
triad of health, yep.
Okay. Currently, I'm under a lot of emotional and spiritual stress for reasons we don't need to get into now. And in 2006, I was diagnosed with neck stenosis, and I can't remember if it was C5 and C6 or C6 and C7. And so I fought off. I've avoided surgery. I've done some dietary changes. I haven't gone as far as I could, as I should. But where I'm going is I have a problem with sleep, and I've been diagnosed with apnea. I'm not overweight. I'm actually in pretty good shape for a guy who's 55. I can go down to the gym. I can ride the bike or do the step machine for 30 minutes. I feel great. I come out. My neck even feels better. But in early in the morning and sometimes during the day, in the afternoon, late in the afternoon, if I do a certain movement, if I stand up, if I turn my head, I start getting, I call it a woozy, dizzy feeling. So throwing all that stuff at you, can you play with that?
Sure, I can. Easy. Okay, first of all, let me say I feel your pain because I've got four segments of my neck that are stenotic. And, you know, the only reason that I've continued to function is because I got some amazing people, including Dr. Stephanie, to take care of me at the office. But having said that, listen, when you change postures, let's start with that. That's the last one, you know, that you were talking about. When you change postures and you get dizzy, you get that woozy feeling. What that is your blood pressure dropping out as you're changing posture patterns. Your adrenal glands, which are small little ductless glands that sit on top of your kidneys, put out all kinds of hormones. One of them is something called angiotensin. Angio meaning blood vessel, tensin, tension, just like tone. And it's supposed to secrete this hormone just enough that it puts a little tone into your arteries. So when you do stand up or change posture patterns, your blood pressure doesn't drop out and you feel like you're going to pass out or you feel woozy or, you know, gee, I haven't even had a drink and I feel dizzy like this. Okay, that's what you're doing. But it's important across the board because it also regulates many other pathways in your body. That's one of the symptoms of that adrenal system not working. It helps regulate pancreatic function. It works with something called the HPA axis, hypothalamus pituitary adrenal, which regulates the pituitary to signal other processes, including thyroid function in the body, keeps inflammatory reactions down. The fight-flight system, this adrenal system, produces steroids, and steroids will help regulate all kinds of other things. The fact that you have a change in how you feel after you work out and you feel better goes to the fact that you're putting motion and tone within your body. If you have stenosis at cervical 5 and 6, that tells me that the normal curvature of your neck is not where it should be, and it's going to affect the spine all the way through. Now, visualize this thing called your brain. It sits in the skull cavity, and you have 22 bones that move as you breathe in and out that make up your skull. Wrapped around that, you have this very thick plastic wrap, and it attaches to the bones of the skull, comes all the way around, drops through this big hole at the base of your skull, covers the spinal cord, goes all the way down, and ends down by the lower portion of your pelvis. Now, it helps pump the spinal fluid. If that mechanism's not working the way it's supposed to, a lot of things happen, including sleep apneic conditions, increasing blood pressure, but also the off-centering of the vertebrae at the upper portion of your neck, your skull, cervical 1, cervical 2 vertebrae. They control breathing mechanisms. They control the exit of nerves, particularly a big nerve called the vagus nerve, which is the longest nerve in your body. It attaches to the lung. It attaches, to multiple organ systems. There's something called the glossopharyngeal nerve, tongue, posterior, pharyngeal areas, the posterior arches of the throat. And if that nerve, as it exits near the lower portion of the brainstem, is irritated because those vertebrae are misaligned, in chiropractic, it's called subluxation. In osteopathy, it's called spinal fixations. If that is being impaired, then guess what happens? Your breathing mechanism is going to be altered. Now you lay down at nighttime, you change the whole curvature of your neck, you're going to accentuate the problem. Those things can be fixed.
And that's why the CPAP machine has not been, they got me on a CPAP machine, and I actually think it makes it worse. So is this what you would call, in effect, what they call central apnea as opposed to being like obstructive apnea?
No. I'm not going to differentiate with the two of them because it's going to confuse you even more. Just realize that the nerves going to the throat and the area that close off the airways and so forth, the uvula, that little thing that hangs in the back of your throat, the soft palate of your mouth and so forth, have to have neurological innervation. If those nerves are being irritated in some way where the normal neurological transmission is not being potentiated, then you're going to have problems because there's not enough tone when you lay down or change posture positions, then that uvula, the flap, the posterior pharyngeal areas aren't going to fire properly. And subsequently, the other thing that can happen is if your TMJ, your temporomandibular joint, is not in a neutral position, then when you lay down, your jaw is going to move backwards. And when it moves backwards, it's going to cause an obstruction to the posterior arches. So you have multiple pieces that are involved here, but all of them, if they're identified properly, can be handled, can be fixed.
Wonderful. I know what I got to do now. Thanks, doctor.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you, Dennis. Appreciate your phone call. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Dr. Pina, let's kind of springboard. We have other calls and we're going to get to them. Sleep apneic conditions can cause blood pressure problems as well.
Absolutely. And even if you're not getting sleep, no matter what the reason is, your body doesn't have a chance to rest and reset itself. So the adrenals think, I'm still on the go. Let's keep going. And then one of the things that I always thought was interesting from an anatomy standpoint, too, is when we talk about those blood vessels, we're not just talking about the big blood vessels coming out from the heart. We're also talking about those little blood vessels that have to go to the minute organs. And in the cervical vertebrae, we have vertebral arteries that are running on each side as well, too. So I always thought, if we're not sleeping and the head's not aligned properly as well, there's even less blood going to the brain in the head.
Yeah, that's right. And if you don't have that circulatory pattern, guess what happens? It's a predisposition to dementia as well as other types of conditions. You're not going to feel good. Doctors, physicians, traditional allopaths are worried about sleep apneic conditions causing stroke patterns and heart disease and so forth. All the things that we've been talking about, but blood pressure as well. Most of these things are rectifiable. I mean, sleep apnea conditions, somebody's way too heavy for their, you know, their body contour. They're not exercising. In this gentleman's situation, there's other pieces. The problem is that most sleep apnea conditions, most of them, if you find the problem, if you find where the trigger mechanism, whether it's the jaw, whether it's the tone of the muscles, whether it's the position of the cervical spine or a combination of those things, which they usually are, they can be modified. They can be resolved. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina is going to be presenting a very important class at the Rozelle Center for Healing, how to control blood pressure without drugs. Dr. Stephanie is a doctor of naturopathic medicine. You owe it to yourself, if you're on medication, if you're told that you're hypertensive, to be there. This is a courtesy class. This is our way of educating you. All you need to do is call 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. Tell the staff at the Rozelle Center for Healing that you want to register for this class. Please come and do yourself a favor. This is something that is important. And as we said in the first part of the program, we're going to take blood pressures when you're there. So if you want your blood pressure taken, compare it to what your doctor told you. If you want your blood pressure taken and compare it to what your home unit is saying, or, you know, that unit that you go down to the drugstore and put your arm in, this is an opportunity, but really to find out what you can do to make a difference. Really, it's important. It's up to you. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here. We're talking about how to control blood pressure without drugs, as Dr. Stephanie will, February 24th at 7 p.m. Let's go to the phones. Shirley, thank you for waiting. I appreciate your patience, my friend.
Well, of course. I'm so delighted to talk to both of you. Yes, I have two questions. I'll make them very short.
Okay.
I'm on Atenolol. I don't know whether I should say it or not. 50 milligrams nightly. And my blood pressure, like you said earlier in the show, you know, very nice at home, down, get in the doctor's office, is crazy. Now, right now, I do feel lightheaded. What can I take other than Atenolol to lower my blood pressure? And I want to address the red yeast rice with this heart condition you were talking about last week.
All right, so Atenolol is basically, it's a beta blocker.
Right.
And
we didn't talk about that one earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a good question you brought up.
I know. Beta, and what it's supposed to do is regulate, I mean, they use it often to regulate heart rhythm and indirectly control blood pressure. So, you know, it's one that they used to use years ago. They used to use nitroglycerin for heart pain. They use Atenolol now, but it's to allow the heart to work in a very regulated manner. I know Dr. Stephanie, you as well as I do, see a lot of patients with this, a lot of side effects to it.
Well, what's interesting is the Atenolol is one of the older, one of the beta blockers as well. And what used to happen with the older ones is there were a lot of side effects because we have beta receptors throughout the body. So what would happen is our patients would be put on things like Atenolol and other beta blockers, and it would start affecting their breathing patterns. It would start affecting kidney function. It would start affecting a lot of other parts of the body other than the blood pressure. And so they started to make more specific one, beta 1 and beta 2 blockers. So beta 1 was particularly for the heart and for blood pressure. What was interesting, though, is it still started to affect the rest of the body, and it can affect the kidneys as well. So some of the things you can do, whether or not you're on the medication or not, you know, we have to look at diet and lifestyle as well, too, because if the medication's not doing it from a chemical standpoint, what else is going on with the body?
You know, the biggest problem when you deal with anything that is designed to regulatory the heart, regulate the heart rhythm, and it can drop your blood pressure, it can slow your heart way down, and so now you have a bradycardia instead of a tachycardia. It can cause, in this particular medication, there's all kinds of side effects, including confusion, and you can have chest pain, which is, it's used to eliminate. You can have shortness of breath. The list really is quite extensive. With Atenolol, you really have to look at the heart and ask the question and look at the blood pressure, why it's there in the first place. Just remember, the first thing that I try to get people to understand is that everything in your body is controlled by the nervous system. Brain, spinal cord, 31 pairs of nerves that come off the spine. Each nerve goes to an organ and it goes to blood, or excuse me, it goes to an organ and goes to muscle patterns. You have 12 cranial nerves. They come off and they go to different areas of the body, particularly the long vagus nerve, which is the longest nerve in your body. So you have to look at spinal misalignment. You have to look at the acupuncture energetic system and how it's influencing these areas. You have to look at diet. You have to look at stress patterns. You have to look at all those things together. And
I do have a heart murmur. I'm sorry to interrupt. I do have a heart murmur.
Okay, what valve is involved? Is it the mitral valve?
Know. A smaller valve, I think.
Okay, it commonly, the mitral valve is the most common that is going to produce most of those issues. From our point of view, with acupuncture, with spinal manipulation, with certain types of nutrients, particularly vitamin E, magnesium, CoQ10, and B complex, you can go a long way into preventing the furtherance of that situation. But it has to be looked at individually.
What about the red yeast rice and the myocardia or something? I'm not pronouncing it correctly, I know.
Red yeast rice is a natural statin. So like any statin, even though it's a natural product, it still has some side effects. Even though that it's a natural statin, it still depletes the body of coenzyme Q10. And you have to make sure that you're taking that in addition to it. It doesn't have some of the other side effects that are very consistent with statins. But again, you have to look at the level of the cholesterol. You know, unfortunately, in my opinion, people are being medicated way too quickly, way too often. And the statins will do that, and even if it's a natural statin.
Well, so, what about the myocardia, that heart ailment? Not heart ailment. Does it have anything to do with red yeast rice? Because I take that along with coenzyme Q10, 100 milligrams, along with the red yeast rice. But you mentioned something about that heart problem, myocardia or something.
Well, red yeast rice or any other statin is going to cause a depletion of coenzyme Q10, which is feeds the mitochondria within the heart. And you have concentrated mitochondrial patterns that are little engines that run all the cellular function of multiple systems. But in this particular situation, you're taking CoQ10. That's a good thing. I would even increase it up to about 200 milligrams a day, not just 100 milligrams a day. But there's things that you can do to make a difference, Shirley. This is not something that, you know, you just take the medications and limp along, but you got to look at all of those other pieces as well to make a difference. Magnesium is necessary. You have to look at B complex. You have to look at your dietary patterns. There's multiple pieces to this puzzle. It's not simply take this nutrition and call me, you know, in 6 months and we'll see how it is. Shirley, unfortunately, we're coming up to a break. I have to say goodbye for right now, but we're going to be back after these very important messages. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live, as you do every Sunday on the Eastern Seaboard at 12 noon, and depending where you are in the country, because we know most of you are spread out all over the place, but nevertheless, we're here for you. You know, if you're in California, you're 3 hours difference. If you're central, you're two, whatever. But tell your friends about the program. Be here every Sunday and get some information that you can't get anyplace else. We're the ones that are going to tell you the truth about healthcare and what you can do to help yourself. My guest in studio, Dr. Stephanie Pina, who will be your host at the Rozell Center for Healing this Wednesday, the 24th of the month. At 7 p.m., she's going to be doing a program on how to control blood pressure without medications, without drugs. So if you're on any kind of medication, or you're in the potential of being put on a medication, or if you're feeling lousy because of the medication that you're on, listen, you know, you have an opportunity to figure out how it's done without all that nonsense and see if that there is an option for you. See what happens. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And don't forget, we're going to do blood pressure screenings while you're there. We're going to compare it to the information that you have and the information that you were told that was correct and may be or may not be correct. Who knows? We'll find out. Diane, thank you for waiting and being so patient. How can we help you?
Oh, thank you. I had my blood pressure taken this week, which was 97 over 40. And I didn't have a chance when the doctor came in. So much went on, I didn't have think about asking about that. The other thing is, what showed on the blood report, too, was vitamin B12 was high. It was one 081. Okay. And it shows the range was 914.
Okay, so I'm going to let Dr. Pina talk to you about that that low blood pressure, because it's down around your toenails, and that's not okay.
Absolutely.
Your B12 level, I have a different look at that from a functional medicine standpoint. You want your B12 level high. Unless if you're taking B12 of any kind and your blood levels are elevated above the normal parameters, that's one vitamin that it's okay for it to be that high. At your level, I wouldn't worry about it at all. Dr. Pina.
What did you say about the toenails?
A what?
That your blood pressure was low enough to reach your toenails.
Okay.
I was making a funny.
Oh, okay.
You know, there are jokes.
Because I have a problem with one of my toenails.
Well, we'll talk about that next week.
Well, it might be because the blood's not getting to the toenail right there.
Okay.
So what you're reading, your 97 over 40, I'm very surprised that they didn't say anything, because that is extremely low, especially your diastolic, the bottom number, because that's when the heart's most relaxed. So basically, it's not even pushing enough blood around. So you could be in some serious trouble as far as, you know, passing out, blacking out, fatigue.
Well, I told my doctor I am always tired. No matter how much sleep I get, I'm tired.
That's one of the main reasons right there. And so same thing when we talk about the adrenals responding to high blood pressure, it could be not responding here. And then we have to look at how is hydration, how is the rest of the body handling this, because it should be trying to fix itself. That's way too low. And, you know, even from a conventional standpoint, you would think that they would have said something about that. But this is a good reason why you have to do multiple checks, because you want to make sure that this wasn't just an odd occurrence.
Diane, are you on any kind of medications to regulate your heart or on...
I have edema, and I just take, LASIK.
That's why your blood pressure is so low.
Yeah, the Lasiks are pulling out, because of the edema, what they're trying to do is pull out the extra water, so you're urinating that out. But the problem is it's pulling out now the water that's actually in your blood, so you don't have enough blood circulating through the body. So that's a major issue that needs to be looked at. That's something that needs to be adjusted. And you're also pulling out other trace minerals that are trying to help regulate the blood pressure out as well too. So right now this is a pretty good case of, you know, the medication creating a very low blood pressure that is not good. And we actually had something happen like this in the office last time we did this lecture.
Yeah. Diane, listen, you know, this Wednesday night's program would be perfect for you. It's one that you could ask a lot of questions and I think some direction, but you're being over-medicated at this point. Dr. Pina, you only have a few seconds. Tell us what the program's about.
We're going to talk about blood pressures, the causes, things we can do, understand the medications a little bit more and what you can do at home, and we'll be checking your blood pressure.
You know, it's an important program. It's one that we take very, very seriously, and some of you may be in a hypertensive situation, something has to be done about it, but some of you are being over-medicated or can control your blood pressure if you make a few very specific changes. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Love you all. See you next week. Bye.